criticising comedians. That's the very easiest thing I could do. Oh, other comedians aren't as good as me. Well, stating the obvious there. Not actually helpful to anyone. Don't criticise something that you can't change. Be constructive with your criticism. Okay, so here is some constructive criticism to my fellow comedians. If you're in a comedy show, at least attempt to be funny. Just once. If it's billed as comedy. I saw a show during the Fringe, the Edinburgh Fringe, where an act, quite a high profile act, but I'm not bitter in any way, didn't try to be funny once through his whole performance. All he was interested in was being clever. And again, I would hate to be the guy who criticises public school, Oxbridge, Privilege. Some of my favourite comedians have come out of this system. Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie, Rowan Atkinson, Boris Johnson. But I do need to mention it in this instance. Because only when you have that privilege and that safety net of confidence and contacts would you ever dream of getting up on stage in a comedy arena and not even attempting to be funny. It's not the first time I've seen this. It's unfortunately always the same type of person that does it. Those with a safety net of privilege to fall back on. Because someone like me, with nothing to fall back on, every time I'm on stage, it's do or die. Whatever gig I'm in, because this is a paycheck for me. And it's going to affect other paychecks. This needs to be good. I need to look like I'm trying. Now, I can't describe what this act did without giving it away who it was. But imagine, I don't know, imagine me getting up on stage and saying, "Hey guys, welcome to the comedy show. I recently got a distinction in my grade 5 theory music." That would probably get a laugh, actually. As did this act, as the novelty spread throughout the 300 or 400 strong audience, all of whom had paid like £15, £20 to be there for a comedy show. But then imagine if instead of doing comedy, I then opened up a grade 5 theory test examination paper, sample paper, and then started just answering the questions. Oh, this key, 1 flat, B flat, looks like B flat major to me. The entire audience would be like, what the fuck is going on? Apart from, of course, similar overprivileged Oxbridge public school theatre crowd. People going, oh, well, I'm not laughing, but this is good because it's subversive, isn't it? It's subversive and therefore funny, even though I'm not laughing. No, it's not the lack of laughter that proves it's not funny. Plenty of times I've been spitting diamonds and the audience have rudely refused to laugh. This guy, I swear, wasn't trying to be funny. That's the key. Because he didn't need to be. Because whatever he did on that stage, no worries. No worries. The privilege made sure that Netflix special was in the bag. Whatever he did, things were going to be A-OK for him. Ayo, 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 A-okay. So I'm definitely never one to criticise comedians. One man's shit is another man's hilarious. But if you're not even trying to be funny, allow me to criticise you just this once. As my good friend Ryan might say, write a fucking joke. Or as I would put it, if you're going to call yourself a waiter, at least bring something to the fucking table. I'm having a go at waiters now. Maybe I went to public school after all. That's a laugh.